There has been a lot of turnover in President Trump's cabinet. Mike Pompeo going to be elevated, leading President Trump to nominate Gina Haspel to replace Pompeo as CIA director. Here with us, Jack Devine, founding partner and president of the Arkin Group, also former acting director of the CIA and a very familiar person with Gina Haspel. Jack, thanks so much for being here. So Gina's been a very controversial pick. A lot of people have said that she was in charge of torture programs, that she discarded evidence tied to videotapes. You want to be on record supporting her.
Absolutely. I've known her for many, many years. And I think the first thing you think of is a professional. And frankly, even though I've known her, I can't tell you whether she would vote Republican or Democrat. She's in that category of so many of us that don't carry our politics into place. But when you look at the panorama today of who's available, here you have someone who's been at the top of the operational directorate and now the top of the agency and working apparently very well with the Trump administration downtown, and the workforce is very high on her. I think she's been painted in, as a, more of a as a symbol of something that is not a reality. I think the hearings are actually going to be very conducive to straightening this out. I mean, I think the confirmation process, while a grueling one, I think that when the facts are surfaced, it's going to be far less dramatic and more understandable when they get down, as they are now, getting down and asking specifics. I think she will show extremely well. And I also don't want to forget the fact, which I think is getting lost, how big a deal it is to have the first woman director of CIA.
Because why is that
I watched
deal?
It over 40 years. It's really quite an amazing development.
Why is that a big deal?
Well, when I first joined the agency many years ago, the workforce had, on our training class, 50 people, two women. None of them went into operations. Today, half of the agency's operators are now women holding key positions that are reflective of the time. But they've never been at the very top of the service. In fact, she'll be the second person in the history of the agency that's been in the operational part that has made it all the way to become the director. The other was Dick Helms back in the 60s. I think that mindset of being a careerist and having those operational background steeped in it and at the policy level is critical today when we're looking at what Russia is doing, either meddling in elections and taking out people with nerve agents. I mean, we got a really tough world. We better have somebody in that job that understands that world.
I want to pick up on the Russia point, because we did see earlier this week President Trump ejected 60 Russian diplomats over the UK poisoning incident. That was more than people had expected. How did you interpret this?
Well, I know the Russians will be livid. I mean, I have seen and seen folks PNG'd, we call it, you know, persona non grata, you're thrown out. I mean, people have kids, they have schools, they're running agents, they're doing business. Pack up, out of there, back home. It is a very disruptive thing. So the institutions, and my bet, I don't have the names in front of me, but you can bet there's a high number of the 60 that are intelligence oriented. So they are going to be losing capability. They're closing Seattle. It's a big deal and a big blow. And then it creates such an international development, the Russians will probably respond. So there's some toughening of the lines between the Western allies and Russia. And I don't think this is not going to play well for Putin over the long haul.
So one theory was that President Trump took a harder than expected stance on Russia in order to sort of pledge allegiance to the allies in return for some support as he goes ahead with ripping up the Iran deal. What do you make of that theory?
I don't put a lot of stock in that theory. I mean, you know, Tip O'Neill used to say politics is all local. I think President Trump was looking at the winds of war, if you will. And I think the American people are starting to get increasingly agitated and concerned about Russian behavior and are going back to a mindset that's more closer to the Cold War, which I think is most unfortunate. But Putin seems to be determined to push this. And I must say, my own estimate of Putin, he would have been flattered. I thought he was a great strategist. Now I have great doubts about that. I really?
Really?
Yes, I have I have changed my views. You know, The Economist magazine had him on the cover as a great chess player. I really not even sure he's a good checkers player.
Whoa, really interesting. Another checkers or chess player, we're not sure. Kim Jong-un, and I'd love to get your opinion on the surprise visit to Beijing. What do you think that's about? And is there any relationship between some of the tariff talk that we've heard between the U.S. and China and this visit?
Well, I think, first of all, I would say Kim is at least a good checkers player. I mean, they've been playing this game for a long time where they move their programs forward, and then where they get to a plateau, they say, well, let's negotiate. So I'm for the negotiations. I've been urging it for a long time. There's no real military option here. So you got to get back to the table. Who comes to the table? And as you point out, the Chinese are a major factor. I think they're less so than many people realize, in the sense that the Chinese had great influence for many, many decades. But the last 15, 20 years, it's less. But more than anybody else, certainly. And they can be very helpful. I think the Chinese are torn on this one, but I don't think they want to be left on the sidelines. So I think that's what we're looking at here.
Just taking a little bit of a step back home, I'd love to just get your impression on some of the turnover that we've had in the White House cabinet, with John Bolton becoming National Security Advisor. A lot of people were saying this brings us closer to having a war, with Ian Bremmer saying that this was the single worst day for geopolitical risk in a long time. What's your take?
Well, I think, again, there have been a number of changes, and this is very common, as you know, with new administrations. The end of the first year, there's usually significant trends. And normally they move more to the center. If they're to the left, they'll move center left. If they're to the right, they move center right. And I think that's and the bureaucracies themselves and the civil servants begin to gain more and more influence. And consequently, when I look at Pompeo, the move of Pompeo, who's been a very successful director of CIA and a confidant of the president, and I don't think they knew each other very well when it started, is now going to be over at State. This is a good thing for the State Department. Gina, we talked about moving her up. You now have a team that knows Trump, works with them, and I think they're pragmatists and realists. The
person you have not mentioned.
No, we're just going to say the tricky one here, and I must tell you, I'm sitting back and looking at it, doesn't seem to fit is Bolton. And I wish I knew him and could size it up face to face. But on the surface, my big concern with the administration early on, and it looked like the neocons might be making a way back into the White House, and that stopped.
Until now.
Now I worry whether if Bolton sticks to his position, whether or not we're going to see a more
Jack Devine
move to that.
We're going to have to leave it there. Founding partner and president of the Arkin Group, also former acting CIA chief.